Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris, and I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. Christy, we are back after an unexpected week hiatus of the podcast. We didn't intend to not have an episode last week, but we had computer issues.
Yeah, you had computer issues.
I had computer issues, and we just didn't have a computer. It was down.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, well, I don't know what our viewers are going to think, our listeners, not waking up and not having anything to listen to.
Yeah, I was waiting on you to just come in here and fix it, whatever was going on.
Well, you've got too much stuff in here. If I was to be in charge of any of this, I would...
Oh, we know. If you could turn the podcast on, we'd have Tina time. We know exactly what it would be.
It would be a daily Tina time. I'd be doing it every day.
Every day, just in here doing Tina time.
I thought about doing something called, you know, Tina time, just... whatever I want to talk about that day.
I think it would be very well received.
Tina time. Who would have thought?
You Tina know? Time. But luckily, my buddy Ganker helped us out. Got the computer up and going. So we're back.
Yeah, we're here doing it.
We're back and it's happening. So sorry about the miss last week, guys. But
we're back.
If you've joined us today, welcome in. Hi, hello to our 7 faithful listeners. We're so thankful for you guys. We love you. If maybe you are new to the podcast, maybe you're listener number 8. Welcome in. Glad to have you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Why don't we jump in? Make it happen today. We'll jump in with just kind of how we start every podcast, and that's with what's new. Let's talk about what's new, what's been happening in the world since the last time we did the podcast. What are you looking at?
On your computer.
Yeah.
It's telling us we're about to have some high winds soon.
Oh, yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real. It's the weather update right there, Tina.
Oh. Okay, I was like, high winds? That can't be right.
That's what it said. How
I did. I know. It startled me for a second.
Okay.
So, all right. So, what's new?
Yeah. Back to the podcast. What we're in here doing to begin with.
I just seen it. It was very odd to have high winds up on the computer. But, new things. What's new? You got anything new with you? We survived the week. Last Sunday, we come home without you.
Yeah. We had a staff retreat at church. Left right after church Sunday, drove up to Savannah. I will say, all right, so just real quickly about that. You know, we were there for a couple of days, had a house, and we did some planning and some, Pastor Wesley did some preaching and some teaching and all that kind of good stuff. Good week overall. The house we stayed in was very nice. I will say this, though. I think my body is used to my furniture because the house was great. The bed was comfy, but the seats uncomfy for me.
You told me your mattress was memory foam.
Yeah. So that was the first time I think I've ever slept on memory foam, and the bed tricked you at first when you first got into it. Cause when you got into it, you were like, oh, this is super uncomfortable. And then your body, it just like formed around your body and you were like, oh, this really is comfy. And so it tricked you.
I wonder if everybody's bed had that.
I think so. I think every bed had, I mean, we talked about it on the way home. I think everybody had memory foam on their mattress.
Yeah, so.
The seats, I think I was just too fat for the seats. And then the first night that I was there, I sat in the corner of a couch. It was one of those L-shaped couches. I sat in the corner and I got in this weird position and then I couldn't get off of it. I ended up having to like roll off the couch onto the floor to get up. And I was like, I can't sit there anymore.
It's where the girls get the drama, isn't it?
What do you mean drama?
Rolling on the floor to get up off the couch?
I physically couldn't get off the couch. It wasn't drama.
That's where they get it. It was
physical limitations.
That is where they get it.
But here's the other thing I'll say about Savannah. On the way home, I just asked the question to the people in my car. It was me, Lauren, Megan, and Fireball. We were all in the car together. And I don't think I realized that Savannah, Georgia, is as big of a tourist destination as it is. I don't know that I realized that.
I wonder if I'd like it.
You may would.
I do like the beach.
We weren't near the beach.
But the beach is in Savannah.
I think it's close.
People go to the beach when they go to Savannah.
Fairly quickly, I think. But yeah, I just didn't realize that it was like a tourist spot.
Historical.
But
I think there's a Paula Deen restaurant down in Savannah.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now one thing that we didn't do that if I went back, I would want to do it again, do it this time, was I wanted to visit the Forrest Gump bench.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do that, but.
Is there a Bubba Gump's place down there to eat?
I don't know.
No? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. So anyway, that's what we did last week. And then you and the girls were here.
We survived.
Fending for yourself.
We survived without you.
Yeah. Were you sad?
Yeah, I was.
Did you miss me?
I prepared myself that I was going to have to be a grown up and, you know, do all the stuff that you do. So we survived it.
Yeah.
And rushed the week to get back to Wednesday for you to come home.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, what else is new with you, Tina?
So you asked me that and I was like, I don't know what's been going on, but there is something going on, folks. I have come in contact with a walking desk treadmill. I don't know what you call it. A table treadmill. Very portable, I guess. You can sit. It's not real big, but you can put it under a table or a desk or something and you can walk inside. So it's not quite as expensive as big treadmills. But I have to say, guys, I'm enjoying it. Because I don't like to walk, but I walk for my health. But I have set goals for myself. So many steps a day again. And how many miles I want to walk. And it's so convenient, easy for me to throw my AirPods in, put on some loud music, and just walk and get my steps and my miles in. So that's what's been new with me. I've been doing 2 miles and something a day. 10,000 steps. So I'm hoping, doing Weight Watchers and bumping up my steps on my weight loss journey, I will see something pick up again. Because I've been on a little plateau for a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I hadn't gained my weight back, but I have been in a slump.
Okay.
It's been a slump. I don't know if you're in a slump, but
I'm not in a slump. I'm not even in the ball game.
No.
So, you can't be in a slump if you're not in the ball game.
I guess that's right. But I've been counting my steps, watching what I eat, you know, all that stuff. And so, I'm hoping I'm going to get over the little plateau and over the hill and, you know, see some results this week. So, I'll have to let y'all know. But it's an indoor little treadmill that you just put out under your desk. My sister's got one. We've been doing it together. And it's been fun.
Do you like the inside walking on the treadmill better than the outside walking?
I like the convenience of just throwing my shoes on and just doing it right when I want to do it. Because sometimes I don't feel like going outside and just trekking around the neighborhood. But I always did that to keep my feet moving. It's something about having a convenience of it being right here in the house that I have thoroughly enjoyed.
Okay.
So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Anything else new? I know one thing we got to talk about. So last time we did the podcast, I mentioned that we would talk about our fantasy football.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went back and re-listened to the podcast, mm-hmm. we didn't talk about it. So I felt like we needed to give a fantasy football update for Tina's tacklers. Our 7 listeners are pretty invested in your fantasy football. I actually have it up. So when we talk about fantasy football, we're talking about 2 different things. So the church staff is doing a college pick'ems. We'll start there. So ESPN will choose 10 games, 10 random games. Mm-hmm. And then you just go in basically and say, I think this team will win over this team. It gives you percentages, and you don't really have to know a ton about football.
No.
So, like, for example, leading our pick'ems, okay? Uh-huh. Leading our pick'ems is Jessica. Now, yes. Jessica is, she likes football. She yeah, she's knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. But then right after that, Todd is Lauren, who knows nothing about football.
Well, she likes Georgia.
But we haven't picked any Georgia. I think 1 week was a Georgia game that we picked.
I don't remember.
And then right after that is B-Ball, Fireball's wife. She's in third. She's only one win away from, like, so Jessica and Lauren have 37 picked right. Brittany has 36 picked right. And to my knowledge, she's not a big sports gal. She's just out here picking sports.
It's not very difficult. You just look, and I really had no rhyme or rhythm on how I did it. I just went with the higher percentage, which is not always necessarily the right thing to do.
Okay.
It did not work out in my favor this week.
So then right after that.
You.
Is me. Yeah. I've got 34 right. And then Megan and Pastor Wesley, Ola's like, and Karina.
Are all together.
They all have 33 right. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Steven and Big Time Bex, 32. Then there's Touchdown Tina, 31. And really, honestly, one good week could put you right back in it, Tina.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think you definite.
I don't even know what those numbers
are. Other than Evo. Poor Evo.
Hey, at least I'm not dead last Evo.
Yeah, poor Evo. Other than Evo, I think everybody's still got a chance.
Now, does Ben watch football?
So, yeah, I think he likes football. But I do think that there was 1 week that he forgot to pick. And so that's what kind of put him behind.
Put him down there, huh? I'm not mad about being 10th. Somebody's got to be 10th.
Yeah. Well, all right. So you might be 10th in college
pick'em. Might be Touchdown Tina.
But in fantasy football.
I don't even know we should talk about this. Because if we talk about this, it's going to jinx me today.
Okay.
But you can mention it, but don't be making my head all big, because then I'm going to lose my game.
All right. Here's all I want to mention.
Okay.
There is the ladies at the church. There's a group of ladies, and y'all put together on your own a fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I tried to give you a really great name, and you didn't want it.
Yeah.
But let's just say that my household in that league is undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about it. Uh-huh. As of right now. Now, today we'll decide what the future holds.
Can we see how Lily's doing against Jessica?
Well, you can't on your phone.
Oh, can we look? Let's just look.
Do we not want to talk about how you're doing right now?
I mean, we can mention it, but I just don't want to brag. Because if you brag,
that's a good thing, because that actually is going to help us in our next topic.
If I brag and get too excited, it could just totally backfire.
Yeah, I think you just got to keep the.
So I don't even like look at it till the next day.
You gotta stay humble about it, Tina.
Yeah, I just don't even look at it. But there is an excitement about it the next day when I'm on top again, when I don't have a clue what I'm doing and I'm still, you know, winning.
All right, so anyway. Right now, Tina's Tacklers is beating the Better Mahomes. And I don't, what's the rest of that?
It's probably like Mahomes and Gardens, like
Better Mahomes and Gardens. Okay, that's pretty funny. So yeah. You're winning.
Yeah.
And then let's see if we can find Lily. Lily.
Uh-huh.
Lily is winning.
Oh.
Right now.
She sure is.
But she doesn't have the percentage of winning overall. You have the percentage of winning overall.
Uh-huh.
Jessica still has a lot of players left to play.
Does she?
And Lily's about done.
Oh, well, she's winning right now.
Yeah. So unless something crazy happens, she should win. But yeah, you are, you have the percent, you have a 64% chance to win today and then be, go into be 4-0.
It's crazy. I ain't gonna say nothing about it. Gonna keep myself down low. I ain't gonna get all excited about it.
Well, it's a good thing. I'm gonna help you today with our next topic.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna go into our next topic, and that is, that's just your wow. That's your word of wisdom for the day. And you're just gonna kinda share it and we'll talk about it.
Okay. I was doing I don't know what day it was, the day of the devotion the other day, and I came across this scripture, so I put it on my little, I don't know if y'all can see it. It's prayer. Prayer mama I got for Mother's Day from the men's group at church one year, and they gave us little sticky notes with a little notepad, which I think is...
I think it says praying mama.
Oh, praying mama.
Not prayer mama. That's a... That should have been your, that should have been your fantasy football team.
I couldn't
name.
Read it on the on the camera. Praying mama. Yes.
That should have been your fantasy football team. Prayer mama.
I know it could be pray mama. I don't know. But praying mama is what it says.
Okay, praying mama.
And so I thought it was so good I wrote it down. Anytime I see scripture I think should apply to my household, then I definitely write it and stick it somewhere.
We talked about this before, but I still have the one that you felt the necessary to put in my office.
And it was not sticking up there anymore. We need to tape it.
Yeah.
So you look at it every day.
I haven't thrown it away.
I'm glad.
It's still here.
Well, we don't throw a whole lot of things away here.
What? We're not hoarders.
If we looked around, we don't throw
a ton of stuff away.
There's stuff that sits in here for a long time. You know that's true.
Well, that may be, it may be delayed, this, but it does get thrown
what
people, away.
What y'all see is podcast reality. But actually what's around us is life reality, you know, like the real deal.
Well, I've got stuff that I'm, projects that I'm in.
Oh, yeah, I call it projects. That's what's going on with me in the whole house. I got projects everywhere when there's stuff is everywhere. But okay. Anyway, wow for the day. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. In Ephesians 4:2. So always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. And we just need that in our house. We need to learn patience and be patient and kind to each other. Because sometimes we struggle with that here.
Okay.
In our home. So.
In what way?
You know, just siblings. Having, you know, having a sibling in the house. And they just have a hard time getting along sometimes.
Did you... I want to get to another part of that verse in just a minute. But did you and your siblings fuss in the way that the siblings that live in our house fuss? No. Because by the time I had siblings, like I was 15 years old, I think, when Stephanie was born. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't fussing with them. I did give her a concussion, but that wasn't on purpose. That was an accident.
I mean, Crystal and I are... You know, quite a bit older than Amanda, and then we're way older than BJ, so that's my brother and sisters. I don't remember fussing a whole lot. I remember being, you know, young and still doing, you know, grown-up things when I was young, so I kind of grew up a little bit earlier than some our age would be, so, no.
So, when you told me about this verse, the part that I thought, the part that I pulled out was the word humble in it. You know, patient, I think, is a good topic. And yes, we need to be patient with people. But I think if we can be humble, it helps us to be patient. So, and really talking about being humble isn't something that really, it's not something I don't think a lot of people talk about or discuss that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to kind of break this down a little bit. It's just that word humble, because it says always be humble. But if we're not sure what being humble means, I think that we can take on like a generic idea, but I really like this phrase here. A lot of times people will say, you know, talking about being humble, they'll say, well, you want to think you think down about yourself. But I really like this quote from Rick Warren, and it just simply said, humility, or being humble, humility doesn't mean thinking less of yourself. It means thinking of yourself less. Mm-hmm. And I really like that as a, you know, just as a quote or a thought about what being humble is. If you want a real definition, Oxford Dictionary says having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. Collins Dictionary says showing appreciation and giving thanks is one of the best ways to show humility because it puts a positive focus on others. Christy, do you think that you are a humble person? Do you see yourself as someone that is humble?
Well, if I answer that, I think you have to ask other people that question about
you feel like, but I do think that it's because, something that people can be conscious
well, I mean,
of practicing.
This definition right here, not proud and is not a proud person, does not believe they are better than any other people. I always try, even in church and stuff, I don't ever want to think that I am something. I'm better than somebody else, whether it be anybody in the grocery store, the gas station. I always try to make a conscious effort to say, never get in my head, oh, I'm better than this person, or I'm bigger than this person because of a platform or position that you're in. Or, you know, sometimes people can think they are because of positions that they're in or platforms they're on, or I don't know, words in general. But I think I'm a humble person to a degree. But then I feel like if you say that, then are you humble if, you know, you don't want to be proud in that aspect. So it's hard to ask somebody that question without saying, yeah, I think I am, or no. Makes sense?
No, I get that. Let me ask you this question. Do you what is the difference between someone being confident and someone being humble? Because I think that can be the two things tend to blend when really they shouldn't, because people will think humility means that I have to think I can't be confident. You're better than me. Everybody's better than me. That's a humbleness. That to me is not what being humble is. Humbleness has nothing to do with self-perspective. I think a person can be confident and they can also be humble. A person can be proud of themselves and the accomplishments that they've done, but they can also still be humble. I don't think you can blend the two. Now, obviously, there's a line that you cross, and you can go from being confident to arrogant. Mm-hmm. And I think arrogance will breed a lack of humility when you cross that line. But as far as a person's value goes, they can be a confident person and they can still be humble. That's why I like this quote so much, is that it's not me thinking less of myself, but it's me thinking about myself less. And that's where the humility comes in, because humility really is about putting other people in front of yourself. Taking other people's thought, considering other people before you consider yourself.
Again, we talk about it all the time. It's hard for people to do that because we have such selfish mentality.
Sure.
You can be confident in yourself, but if all you ever talk about is yourself and all of this, then it does cross that line of arrogance to me.
100%. And I think that's a fine line, and I don't know that I can say, here's where that line is. Everybody kind of has to decide that and know that for themselves. But I want to talk about humbleness, but I don't want us to confuse it with self-deprecation. Like, I don't think that being somebody that's humble means that I have to be humble. In order for me to be humble, I have to think poorly of myself. The view of me has nothing to do with how I treat other people. As far as this goes. So you can be confident, but you can also still be humble. I found actually a little website here that just kind of, I thought, gave a pretty good little list, pretty generic little list of how someone could practice humility, practice being humble. And maybe this will help us kind of, it'll help to define what the idea of being humble is. So, for example, if it says this, if you want to be humble, here's 10 ways to practice humility. Number one, be aware of your own shortcomings, strengths, and limitations. Mm-hmm. So I think know what your, where your shortcomings are. You know, I think where people can not be humble is there's always, you're right and they're always wrong. And I think you've got to understand, hey, I'm not always right. Mm-hmm. I'm not always right. Except for in the car when I'm always right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You agree with that?
Carry on.
Okay. Recognize and acknowledge the strengths of others. So if somebody is really good at something, acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Recognize it. Hey, you're really, you know, you're really good at doing this. I give you, this is a small example, but like, for example, Pastor Megan at church. Mm-hmm. I think the way that she closes the service mm-hmm. at our church is better than everybody else. Now, I could say, because I'm the one that plans that, I could say, you know what? I want to do it. I'm going to do it. But no, I recognize, and this is a really bad example, but I'm just using it as one. I recognize that that's something that she's really good at. She's very efficient. She hits all the things that she needs to hit. She does it in an efficient manner, you know, where it doesn't linger and take up a bunch of time. And she's pleasant, you know, all those kind of things. She checks all the boxes. And so for me, if I didn't want to be humble about it, I could say, well, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I recognize that that's something that she's really good at. And so we're like, hey, let her do it, knock it out. So probably not a great example, but it's just the first thing I thought of.
Okay.
All right. Be open to learning and adapting from your colleagues. Be willing to receive from someone. Be willing to hear from someone, be willing to be challenged by someone. I think even receiving correction from someone is a sign of humbleness. Mm-hmm. For, you know, if somebody says, hey, I've had you do this before. We've been in an argument before, or we've been in a disagreement before, and you've said something and I realized you're right. And it just kind of stopped me in my tracks. And I said, you're right. You know what? I didn't think about it like that. You're right. That's a form of humbleness, I think. Mm-hmm. Work towards putting other needs before your own. Be a good listener and ensure others feel heard and understood around you. Be appreciative of others and express your gratitude often. Be open to constructive criticism and feedback. We just talked about that.
You skipped right over the be the good listener.
Oh, did I?
No, you said it, but we didn't elaborate on that one.
Okay. What do you want to say about it?
Well, I just think being a good listener and ensuring others feel heard and understood make other people happy that they're being heard.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people are in too much of a hurry to actually listen to what the other person is saying. I'm bad about that. I'll have somebody talking to me and I'll be busy doing something. So I just kind of partly hear what they're saying, you know, but
yeah.
Go about my business.
So. Well, we talked about that. Was it the last podcast or mm-hmm. It's been a couple podcasts. We've talked about that recently. And I mentioned this then, listening isn't necessarily the strongest suit for me. Yeah. When I'm in a conversation, a lot of times I'll hear something and I'll be planning what I'm going to respond mm-hmm. and not listen to what actually is being said.
Yeah.
So, so be open to constructive criticism and feedback. We talked about that. Own your mistakes.
Which is hard, I think. I think if you're very prideful, then it's hard to be humble. But maybe I'm wrong. Do you feel that way?
100%. I would say that I am...
Not you in general.
No. I think everybody is prideful in some degree or another, some more so than others, but mm-hmm. I think everybody has a pride that they inside of themselves that they deal with and have to manage. Mm-hmm. I think for me, one of mine is when I'm told what to do, as opposed to it being my idea, or, you know, when I'm, even if I think it's the right thing overall, if I'm told what to do, I have a really hard time managing my pride mm-hmm. in that. So, mm-hmm. So own your mistakes. You know, if you're wrong, say you're wrong. Be willing to admit it. Continue learning and educating yourself, and then be open to changing, shifting, and adapting, even when it's challenging. So, you know, I think in this verse, going back to what your wow was, always be humble, mm-hmm. practice humility, practice thinking of others first.
Oh, and it says be gentle, too. I think the two kind of go together.
Gentle. Yeah, be gentle, be patient, and be patient with others. And I think all of those things work together. And if we'll treat people like that in all walks of life, in our house, but everywhere we go, I think it'll be, you know, it's a good verse for us to remember.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Well, very good, Tina. Let me ask you this. We got two more things for us.
Okay.
I got a game, and then I've got a couple weird news items and an update to weird news.
Okay. Let's keep it going. A weird news update.
So where do you want to do first? You want to do the game?
Yeah, let's do the game.
Okay. All right. This is a game. I didn't make this game up. This is a game that I learned from Pastor Stephen. We're just going to see how it goes, okay? All right. Okay. You ready? You and I are going to see if we can say the same word. So here's how it's going to work. You're going to say a word, and then I'm going to say a word, and then we're going to think of a word, another word that connects the two words that we said together, and we're going to keep doing that until we say the same word.
Okay.
All right. So when I count to three, we're each going to, it could be any random word. You could be any word you want to be, one word, okay? And we're all, just say it, okay? You ready? All right. One, two, three. Banana. Where was your word?
I just say any kind of word?
Any word you want.
I thought you were going to give me a word and then we say...
No, you say a word and I say a word.
Oh, we're never going to get this.
Yeah, we are. It's going to happen. All right, you ready? All right, scratch banana, whole different word.
Okay.
You say a word and I say a word, same time.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three, carrot. Car. You said car? I said carrot. Okay, now, we're going to think of a word that connects those two words together to the best of our mind. All right? You got it? Ready?
So it's got to be like a double word?
No, it's like, what is one word that could fit for both of those words? So you said car, I said carrot. I already know what my word is. This is easy. If you say what I say, then we're done. We win the game.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three, orange. Hey, we did it, Tina!
Okay.
You did it.
All right.
All right, let's do it one more time.
I totally wasn't understanding the game.
We did it.
Okay.
That was good. See, I think a new twist on that game would be to wager, like a game show, wager how many tries it would take for you to match that word. Like, that was pretty good. We did it in two. Mm-hmm. So I think we can do this next one in five tries.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me think of my word. I got it. You got your word? All right, one, two, three, church.
Bed.
Okay, so you said bed, and I said church. Now we got to think of a word. What are you laughing at?
Bed and church.
Yeah, bed and church. Now we're going to think of a word that connects those two things together. Okay, let me think. Hold on. All right, here we go. there's no rhyme or reason. It's just like whatever word you connect to that word.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
All right. So that's one.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Comforter. Chair.
Okay. All right. Comforter. Okay.
Do you know why?
I don't have to know why.
I want to. You don't know why? I've chose comforter between church and the bed.
Why? Because Jesus is our comforter.
Okay. Because the Holy Spirit is our comforter.
All right, so that's try two. That's try two. All right, here we go. Hold on. So you said comforter.
You said chair.
And I said chair. Okay. Okay. Ready? One, two, three. Soft.
Cozy.
Okay. So that's three tries. So you got cozy. I got soft. Let me think. Okay, ready? One, two, three, pillow.
Blanket.
Okay.
That's it, right?
No, we got one more. We got one more. This is our fifth one. We got to do it here. This is the last one. Hold on, I got to think. You said
blanket.
Blanket. I said pillow. All right, here's a question. Can we say the same word again?
Well, I mean, you're going to choose my word if you do that.
Well, we want to choose each other's word.
Well, now you've told us the secret.
What do you mean?
But you're going to say the same word I'm saying because I know what you're going to say now.
Oh, that's valid.
Even if I wanted to say something else, you're going to want me to say that because I've already said it. And I did come across to say it again. So.
All right, one, two, three.
Bed.
Yeah, we did it, Tina. We did it. All right, that was pretty fun.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we did that one and two, though. That was pretty legit. Mm-hmm. That's pretty legit. All right, weird news. Weird news. Do you want the update?
Yeah, let's do the update, and we've already done the weird news.
So this is an old weird news story that we're just updating, okay?
I can't look at the computer?
Yeah.
I can?
Oh, my
goodness.
I don't know if you remember this. A couple weeks ago, we talked about how the Oscar Mayer was changing the name of their Wienermobile to the Frankmobile.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, come to find out...
They didn't like it, did they?
Frankmobile didn't last.
Shocker.
The Frankmobile did not hit the way that everybody had anticipated. And now they've decided to revert back.
To the Wienermobile.
To the Oscar Mayer Wienerville. And I got to say, that is a great choice, Oscar Mayer.
They never should have changed it.
Really never should have changed
nope.
it.
Nope.
Who wants to ride around in the Frankmobile?
When you could ride a Wienermobile.
That's yep. right, girl. No, that's right. All right. That's our...
Ride the Wiener.
Hey, well, however you want to say it.
No.
It's fine with me.
No, we got young children listening.
I'm talking about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You went for a minute, but yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. Tina. All right, let's start here. Here we go. So this has actually been in a lot of headlines this week. So I'm going to just kind of set the tone and then I'll read the headline. If you're not familiar with Weird News, we don't read stories. We only read headlines and then we just make up our own story basically. Okay. So here's what I'm imagining is this story. A gentleman is going to a baseball game. We're coming to the end of the baseball season. This gentleman, I'm assuming, is a Phillies fan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But... He felt like he needed to take his support animal with him to the ball game to help him enjoy the experience. However, the problem was he got denied entrance to the game because his support animal is an alligator.
Well, I've never heard of a support animal being an alligator.
Well, Here it is. Phillies deny entry to the man's emotional support alligator into the Citizens Bank Park.
Do you blame them?
I do not blame them one bit. Actually, if you wanted to go on, you can actually find out that the alligator's name was Wally, the emotional support alligator. You wouldn't let Wally into the Phillies game?
Well, look, he's not even got his mouth taped.
No, he's just, you don't tape Wally's mouth. It's like putting baby in a corner. You don't tape Wally's mouth.
Well, you put the alligator in the corner and they're going to know why to tape the mouth.
Yeah. And emotional, how do you feel about an emotional support alligator?
Well, I don't think that you can be very emotional with an alligator. Because like doggy emotional pets and kitty cat emotional pets could be loving and cuddly. But you can't cuddle an alligator. He's going to turn on you and then bite your head off. Or your toes off. Or your fingers off. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think having him.
Can't you imagine? All right. Just imagine you're at home with Wally, the Wally, the emotional support alligator. What's he doing? Like, is he in your lap and you're petting him?
You probably got to put him in the bathtub. He's probably got him a bathtub to keep him wet and cool because he's an alligator.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's true. I think that's just something to make a viral video.
I don't know.
I don't even want to go look it up.
You don't want to learn more about Wally, the emotional support alligator?
I don't even know if an alligator can be an emotionally supportive.
I don't think I can be emotionally supported without an alligator at this point.
I don't think it's true.
All right. I got one more weird news story. We're going to stay. Is an alligator a reptile? Would it be considered a reptile?
Are you serious? Yes, an alligator's a reptile. Okay.
Well, we're going to stay in the reptile theme.
Okay.
Okay. So imagine you and I are familiar with car trouble, right? Mm-hmm. We've had ongoing car troubles throughout the year, really.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Well, again, we don't know the story, but let's just imagine you're having some car trouble. You take your car into
a mechanic
to get mm-hmm. looked at. And then you read this headline. Okay? Here it is. A South Carolina auto mechanic discovers an 8-foot albino boa coiled around the car engine.
I can't say what I would want to do to that.
I tell you what I would do is I'd run, scream like a girl.
I'm like, there's no way that I would want to. I don't like snakes. And so animal lovers out there would not like what I would want to do.
Can you imagine opening up there? Look. Opening up the hood of the vehicle. And then all of a sudden you see a snake. An 8-foot boa.
In South Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Like, is it a pet?
I don't know.
Did these people just lose their albino boa?
That's a great question.
And then, oh, it's in my engine. You know, like, you don't just see albino boa constrictors around South Carolina. You just don't. So.
They said, all right, so I'm reading this little sub-headline of this picture here.
Oh, look, we got to talk about that one. I just showed you that the other day.
Says he believed the snake slithered around the car engine just to keep warm. Look, and he picked that sucker up. Nah, bro. If I saw that thing, I'm not picking it up. They're all smiling and laughing.
Russell is a hero.
Yeah, Russell. Russell, the car mechanic, is a hero.
Look at him handling that albino snake like it ain't nothing.
Nah, I'm out on that, bro.
You
know what I'd tell Russell? Keep the snake, keep the car. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm out.
Yep. No need to have it come back.
Yeah, I don't need the car or the snake back. You just keep them both, Russell.
Now, granted, I know that boa constrictors aren't going to get us, but don't they squeeze people?
Yeah.
Like, they
squeeze them? Like a hug?
Boa constrictors squeeze you. Yes, they wrap themselves. That's why they're hugging the engine.
That's why they're called constrictors, because that's how they eat their prey.
Yeah, we don't want a boa constrictor around us.
No, you know? I don't want a boa constrictor around me. All right. You said you got one more thing you want to talk about?
Look, I showed you that video the other day.
All right, read the headline.
Mexican mother shields son from bear crashing a birthday party, devouring tacos on the picnic table. we watched this video, this reel, and a black bear came in a park. I don't know where it was. It looked like a state park. I don't know. And the mom is sitting there holding her child like this, with the bear, like from where you and I are, tearing up their tacos.
All right.
They didn't move or nothing.
I'd be more upset about losing the tacos.
I think you'd be a little frightened if you came close to a bear. Listen, yes, you would.
I'd fight that bear for tacos.
No, you would not.
Punch him right in the in the snoz. No,
you are.
Like, get away from my tacos, bear.
No, you would not.
Oh, you're right in the face.
No, you would not. But we watched the reel, and I could not believe how close that black bear was to that family on the picnic table, just eating their food. And then when it got done, it crawled off the table and went back in the woods.
There's a lot of things I would let a bear do, but eat my tacos is not one of them. Just saying.
Yeah. So, anyway, is that all of them?
That's all we got, Tina.
Oh, we've been kind of humorous today.
Just a little bit. Yeah, we had to come back strong, you know what I mean?
Now, we're a little funny today.
Yeah, we couldn't be too funny. Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a touch. So. Well, guys, thank y'all so much for hanging out with us. And we do appreciate it. Again, thank you for checking out the podcast. Love it if you would connect with us on social media. Lots About Something Instagram page on. Yeah, no, Lots About Something podcast on Instagram. Also, whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Maybe you're even watching us on Spotify. We love it if you hit the follow button and all of those places as well. It'd be great. And tell somebody about the podcast. Share the word. Let them know that we got some good conversation going on. Why are you laughing?
I agree with you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, guys, thank y'all so much again for being here. We appreciate it. And we look forward to chatting with you again very soon. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.